look into your scripture. Help us to realize that we need to work on through our problems. We need to move on past the valleys of sorrow and up the mountain to attain the mountaintop of victory. And Lord, we ask you now just to bless each one that's come to your house. Lord, I don't know who this message is for this morning, but Lord, someone here is going through some troubles. Some is going through some trials. And Lord, just help them, give them the courage this morning to work on through it. To work on through it so that they can reach the victorious time up on the mountaintop with you. Now we ask you all these things in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. You know, yesterday I was sitting there, hadn't had my phone out a whole lot. I was going through Facebook. And give me the next one. There he is. Jim Thorpe. How many has ever heard about him before? In this area, we hear a lot because he's from Oklahoma. He was a native Indian. He ran in the Olympics in 1912. We got the Olympics coming up here in the next week or so. And I just thought it was fitting to talk about him because this young man knew how to overcome trouble in his life. You really? He did. He knew how to overcome troubles and trials. 1912, the day he was to run. Go back, go ahead, go show the shoes. See the shoes he's got on? On 1912 in the Olympics, when he was getting ready to run in two competitions that day, somebody stole the shoes. It's history, this is recorded fact. Somebody stole the shoes. He went to the garbage can and found, if you notice, these two shoes don't match. He found them in the garbage can. What happened? Well, the shoe on the right was a little bit bigger than the one on the left is a little bit bigger than the one on the right. I guess it's according to who's right and left is, amen? But you notice he's got another sock on. Said he put on an extra sock to keep it from slipping up and down. While running in these shoes, he won two gold medals that day wearing these shoes. This picture was taken after he won the first one. Problem is, you know, why is that so important? Because today when people face problems in their life, they quit. They quit. Young people today, when they face problems, they quit. They won't take anything heavy challenge in their life. Why? Because they're used to having something given to them all the way. And they're spoiled rotten. And I'm not talking about just our young people. I'm talking about we have, you know, if you're under the age 50 and down, we have people that expect somebody to give them something. We have people expecting things for a handout. Our government has made sure of that. But what happened? Jim Thorpe did not know how to quit. When somebody stole his shoes, did he get mad and say, okay, I'm through. I quit. He could have. If he was a young man of our day and age, he probably would have. But instead, he got up. I can see him now going and looking through garbage, looking for some shoes, trying to find some shoes to borrow from somebody. By the way, 1912, shoes was not plentiful. All right, I remember my dad talking about he didn't get his first pair of shoes till 1918. That was after 1912. My dad grew up with a bunch of kids, and they had hand-me-downs. How many grew up with a large family and passed your shoes down? You passed more than your shoes down. You passed your clothes down. You passed whatever you had. You passed it down. Thing is, shoes wasn't plentiful. But Jim Thorpe went and dug out of the garbage can a couple of shoes that didn't match. But he wore them. He had to have something on his feet and run. And he ended up winning two gold medals. Why? Because he took his mountain and made it a molehill. Amen. He took what others meant to defeat him and turned it into victory. Today, we have too many people that are wanting to quit. They wanting to give up. They wanting to stop what God has given them to do. Have you ever heard the old statement, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade? Right? You don't cry about it. You don't whine about it. You just take what life gives you and you roll on. Amen? You finish the task in front of you. There's something I can tell you about everybody in this room today. And I can tell you something else about everybody you're going to meet. Either, number one, you're in great sorrow right now, or troubles. Or number two, you just came out of it. Or number three, you're getting ready to go into it. Those are three known facts of life. Trouble is either coming your way, you're in trouble, or you're coming out of trouble. How is it? But you know what our younger generations think? Our younger generations think that they can run from their trouble. No, you can't do that. You can hide from your trouble. No, you can't do that. You can just quit and it'll be fine. No, you cannot do that. Problem is, Caleb was in that particular boat, wasn't he? He wanted to go forward and get the mountain that God had promised. But for 40 years, he had to walk around in the wilderness and let this bunch die off in order to gain his mountain. In fact, he said, 45 years, Joshua, I've been walking around, and I'm here to claim my mountain. I'm ready to go. I'm strong now at 85 as I was at 40. He said, let's go. Let's go get my mountain. Caleb was wanting his mountain. He wasn't a quitter. We have too many people wanting to quit in life. We have too many people wanting to give up. We have too many people wanting to roll over and play dead and hoping their problems go away. Can I tell you, your problems do not go away until you resolve them and work through them. Major fact, people don't want to hear. But problems don't go away. Problems are there for you to work through. Today, Caleb knew there was giants in the land. He knew that he was going to have all kinds of problems. But can I tell you something? Caleb knew that the only way to get there was to go through it. The only way to achieve victory is to go through the problem. Caleb was willing to do whatever it took to achieve his goal. Thing is, people today don't even want sick goats. How many of you in here knows what a goat is? A couple. For those that don't know what a goat is something that you plan on doing. I'll give you an example. I planned to go to Alaska. We've been planning to go to Alaska for years and just was able to do it this year. It was a goat of ours. But you know, the difference between a goat and what most people call it today is basically a dream. Is it not? I can always say I want to go to Alaska, but unless I make a plan to get there, it's just a dream. A goat is something that you want to do, that you put a plan in place to achieve it. In other words, you have a plan of action. See, Caleb had a plan of action. Caleb knew, hey, that mountain was his. God promised it. Moses already promised it to him. He said, I've just got to work till I get there. I got to go. He had a plan of action. Today we have people that they wonder why they're not being able to overcome their problems. They wonder why they can't overcome their troubles. They're wondering why they can't climb the mountain to get victorious. Because number one, they quit, and number two, they don't have a goal to get there. They don't know how to get a plan of action to make it through to be victorious. So many people, what they call goads, are just a wish list. And that's all it will be, is a wish list. Until you put step-by-step plan of action in place, that's what makes it a goal. Today, church, you need set goals in your personal life. You say, well, preacher, how's that going to help me overcome my problems? How's it going to help me turning this mountain into a molehill? I'm telling you, set some goals in your life. You say, what does that do? It keeps you focused on what you need to do. You know what the number one problem is in America today? We get sidetracked with too many things. We get going to go here, and we want to go over here, and we want to do this, and we want to do that. No, pick one thing and set a goal and move for it. Go for it. Why? Because it's your mountain. You know how you get through your mountain of trouble? Look what's on the other side of the trouble and work through it. Go through it. Why? Because if you take off and run, you know what's happening? When you turn around, decide, stop to run, and that mountain's still going to be there. And you're still going to have to go through it. That trouble's still going to be there. You still have to go through it. You might as well go ahead and go through it. So many people want to go run and hide. When tough, you know, I was talking to a person here about 2 months ago. And they was having some financial problems in their life. And they were saying, preacher, I'm just quitting. I'm just going to file bankruptcy and give it up. You know what I told them? Don't file bankruptcy. Work through it. So how do you work through it? Sometimes you might have to get another job. Sometimes you might have to sell off some of the stuff you own. You got to do whatever it takes to go through the problem. Many times, I'll tell you one story real fast. A man right here in this area, he was having problems. He had a little business. And business was up and down. He was having real bad problems. And so I was talking with him one day, and he said, preacher, what do I do? I said, well, let me ask you this. Do you give God 10% of your tithe off your business? No. He said, I tithe off of what I take home. I said, but you want your business to grow. Your business is what's having the problem, right? He said, right. My business has got the problem. I said, you start tithing off your business, God will bless your business. About 3 months after that, I was in his establishment again. He said, preacher, guess what? He said, you're right. I got on my knees before God, and I turned my problems over to him. I told him, he said, if he wanted me to have this business, it was up to him. He said, I could take it or leave it. He said, I told God that I was going to start giving him a tithe off everything I grossed in that business. And he said, guess what? He said, within 3 months now, he said, I've quadrupled my business. Why? He's working through the problem. He had took God and allowed God to help him through the problem that he was facing. And he was on the mountaintop, being victorious. So many people don't realize that. So many people don't realize that if God is there and he's giving you something to do, he's given it for you to work through the task, to work through the problem. You say, preacher, some of my problems are not that easy to work with. Some of my problems are health problems. Have you turned your health problem over to the Lord? Some of them say, well, preacher, you don't understand. My problem is this, that, or the other. Have you turned it over to the Lord? Have you went on through the problem? That's what you got to do. You got to keep on up, going up the mountain in order to achieve the mountaintop victory. Problem is, people don't realize God has allowed mountains of trouble to come into each of our lives in order to make us the kind of person he wants us to be. You realize that? You have problems in your life today because God is trying to make you a better person. God is trying to make you do something for Him. God is trying to equip him for something He wants you to do. I remember years ago we had a foster kid burn our house down. And I'm like, Lord, what are you allowing? What's this? I mean, we had to live in a hotel room for 12 weeks with four foster kids. That was tough. But can I tell you something? We didn't run from it. We picked it up and we worked through it. And you know, God helps us now to understand others that's in the same boat. Why? Because God has made us victorious in it. When you have a problem, I don't care if it's financial, health, or otherwise, maybe you have a job problem. Maybe you have another type problem. If you'll turn it over to God and let God help you work through it, say, God's giving you those problems to make you a better person, to make you a stronger person. I'll give you an example. Many a times in the Bible we see where different ones have problems. How about the children of Hebrew children? You remember them? I would say they had a problem. King told them to bow and they refused to bow. The king ordered them thrown into the fiery furnace. They said, okay, God, you're there. We preached on it here not long ago. How God brought them through the fiery furnace. Somebody else has had a problem in the Word of God. How about Moses? Moses killed those two people. He took off running. He wasn't just running from Egypt. He was running from God. He was like, man, I'm out of here. Get me away. Run, run, run. And while sitting out on the hillside watching his father's sheep, he seen the bush of burning. What happened? He went over and got a little closer to it. God started talking to him. God had to prove some things to Moses on the backside of the desert. But you know something? When God got through teaching Moses the facts of life, so to speak, Moses became an outstanding servant of God. He had some problems. One of my favorite ones to talk about is Joseph, though. You remember Joseph? He had 10 brothers, and they called him the dreamer. His daddy sent him down with some food to check on his brothers one day, and they said, hey, the dreamer cometh. And they picked him up and threw him into a pit. Now, how old was Joseph at that time? This is the reason why, guys, I wanted y'all to come up here. He's about y'all's age. He's a teenager. And his 10 brothers took him and threw him in a pit and leave him. They was mad at him. They didn't like Joseph. Why? Because his father had made him a coat of many colors. He was the favorite of his father. And so he threw him in, they threw him in the pit. Finally, one of the other brothers said, you know, he said, we shouldn't just throw him in there and leave him. We are to pull him up. Let's sell him as a slave to that caravan coming. So they drew him up out of there and they took him and sold him into slavery. Now I want to ask you something. Guys, if you was Joseph, what would be going through your mind at this time? My brothers don't love me. Right? Wouldn't that be going through your mind? What if you as Joseph, you just said, well, I'm just going to quit. Many do. But what did Joseph do? Well, that wasn't all of God's hard lessons that he had for Joseph. He took him and Joseph ended up in prison. Then he was taken from prison straight to the king's throne room. Put third in charge of the land. Now, that's being victorious. When you think you have mountains to climb, when you think you have problems, turn over and read the life story of Joseph in Genesis. It'll make you think your problems are nothing. Why? Because Joseph had some major problems. Being thrown into a pit, taken up and sold, being used as a slave, being thrown into jail. And he wasn't there for just a day or two. It was a long time. But then God used him to save two complete nations and other nations around him from starving. Think about it. See, that's the victorious life. That's what happens when you get up on top of the mountain. That's the victory you're striving for. But yes, we got problems to go through. My son-in-law the other day, Fred, was sitting there, and we was talking, and we was sitting out on the back porch looking out. We was at 2,900 elevation, and we was looking out over the mountains and everything. And he said, you know, he said, Dad, I never realized why people, he said, I always wanted to know why people climb mountains. Why do people climb mountains? And we talked about it. I said, well, I believe people climb mountains to get up and look at the earth through God's point of view. Why? Because it's victorious. It's victory. You're given a mountain to climb today. You're given a struggle in life. Question is, are you going to conquer it? Are you going to quit? Are you going to be victorious? Are you going to run? Are you going to hide? You can't run from God. You can't hide from God. James chapter 1 and verse 2. We see this on how to make your mountain into a molehill. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You can put it in there, count it a joy when you fall into trouble. When trouble comes your way, you are to be excited because God is trying to do something in your life. Verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. By the way, we don't pray for patience, do we? Because that means God's going to give you a lot more trouble. But you know, sometimes I think we might need to pray for a little patience. So God will give us some challenges to go through. He's wanting to make us what He wants us to be. Verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know the reason why today you have problems? You say, preacher, I don't know. You don't know my problem. No, I don't. But I can promise you, every one of us has got problems. But you know why you have them? God is trying to get you to work through it and be victorious. He's wanting you to climb that mountain. He's wanting you to go on up. He's wanting you to spend some time on the mountaintop in victory. But so many people, they face a challenge in their life. And what happens? They turn and run back down into the valley of sorrow. They rather live down in the valley of sorrow than up on the mountaintop with God. I don't know about you, church. I have enough problems with sorrow. Amen? I want to be on the mountaintop with God. How about you? If you're in trouble today, if you're going through problems and trials and tribulations in your life, get a hold of God and go through it together. By the way, God would be there with you. He's wanting to help you through it. That's what the Holy Spirit's for. To lead, to guide, and direct us. Why? Because He's wanting you to go to the mountaintop. See, God gives you challenges along the way to shape you. Reminds me of an old story I remember in school about a diamond. You know how a diamond is made? Through lots of pressure. It's just a piece of old coal with lots of pressure. Makes diamonds. God is trying to make a diamond out of. Yes, it includes lots of pressure. It includes lots of trouble. It includes lots of trials. But the question is, are you going to go through them? Are you going to run, hide, and defeat? What are you going to do? It's up to you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, how is it in your life? You going through some trials this morning? You going through some tribulation in your life? You going through some problems that you say, preacher, no one here will ever understand my problems. Can I tell you? God will. And God has already climbed the mountain for you, and He's made a path of escape for you. By the way, there's no new problems upon this earth. Everybody's got the same old problems. Question is, are you going to work through it? Or are you going to quit? By the way, quitters never prosper. You realize that? If you quit, you'll never make it to the mountaintop. Don't quit. Lord, we ask you now just to have your will and your way in the message this morning. Lord, there's someone here that does not know you as their personal Savior. Lord, we ask you to save them this morning before it's everlastingly too late. Lord, while this message has not been to the lost, it's been to the saved. Lord, help us to realize that we can't be quitters. We can't give up. We need to lock on tight to you and go up the mountain. We need to go through our trouble in order to get to the mountaintop of victory. Lord, where you have the blessings for us is on the mountaintop, not in the valley. Lord, I want your blessings on my life. So, Lord, I ask you to help me work through my troubles. Help me work through my problems and achieve the mountaintop experience. And, Lord, I ask you that for each and every one in here this morning. We ask you this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. We stand. What number we're going to sing?